Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. It's a Monday morning. Doesn't feel like a Monday morning, though. I don't know. Maybe it's the time change or something like that. I got a little pep in my step this morning. Maybe it's the Sovi that I'm drinking. Maybe it's the awesome spring weather, man. It's awesome. Or it could be all the bacon and beer I got coursing through my veins. That's another story. Little toys and things like that I picked up over the weekend. Just got a little, just that little extra pep in my step. So there you go. Leon Francis, this is the Common Sense Club. And to start the day off, I want to say, you know, I did not, and this is with full Clinton finger points, I did not have textual relations with that server. Full Clinton finger pointing applicable. I thought that was probably one of the funniest memes that I'd seen over the weekend. Yeah, Hillary Clinton saying that's the caption. Anyway, I mean, this Clinton email server thing is just not going away. There are estimates that they sunk anywhere from $2 million to $7 million into this system. There are a couple of questions that I would like to know. You know, like who paid for that? Didn't we just hear a couple of months ago that Hillary, as a matter of fact, say, you know, we're basically broke. We're like the working folks out there, $35,000 a year, that sort of thing. I mean, where do you get the money to sink that much money into a server? Did it come from the Clinton Global Initiative? Did it come from taxpayer dollars? And if it came from taxpayer dollars, aren't we entitled to see every single email that passed through that server? I know Trey Gowdy is out there. He's doing his level best to get us the info that we need. But me being an IT guy, I kind of know how easy it is to circumvent those types of systems, especially if you don't want something to be found. It's not. The only bright light that I see is the fact that we got a bunch of white hat hackers that are, you know, pouring over that server and possible email accounts and things like that, because it's so easy, especially back then. Today, there's a little more security and identifying metrics that are applied, but still, you know, it's pretty easy to set up a bogus email account. I mean, we saw that with Feinstein and a couple of Barbara Boxer and folks like that. And then you got the lowest learners of the world. And while I'm on the subject, you know, and I just named off four women. Think about this. You got the real war on women appears to be, in my opinion, in the Democrat Party. Case in point, you got Susan Rice, Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, Marie Harf. She's the sacrificial lamb for this administration. Think about this. They trotted her out here with another talking point, just kind of left her standing out there with her Adam Ant glasses on and proclaiming that the world needs to make jobs, not war, that sort of spiel. And then he comes out over the weekend, you know, that Jihadi John is a wealthy Kuwaiti. What's up with that, man? But I digress. I'm going too far. I need to stick on point. But I definitely want to get your opinion on that. This administration has a history of trotting women out in front of the podium, in front of the world, and just kind of leaving them out there to dry, letting them quote unquote hang themselves with their own rope. It's just nuts. If I was Marie Harf, I'd be like, hey, man, What are you doing to me over here? I'm losing the glasses. I'm losing the talking points. These folks are terrorists. They're not, you know, job seekers that the only job available is, you know, ISIS. That's not the case, man. These are evil people. We need to drop a couple nukes, be done with the whole thing. But anyway, that's just my 2-cent worth. So, something a little closer to home. One, police released photos of an armed robbery suspect at a Grand Forks restaurant. This gal, she planned it out, man, because I'm looking at the picture. I don't even know how they understood she was a woman. She got the big white jumpsuit on, all blacked out, everything. Just before 10 p.m., white female between the ages of 20 and 25 entered Hardee's, and that's on 1750 South Columbia Road, armed with a handgun, and demanded cash from the employees. And that's according to the police. The suspect then left with an undetermined amount of cash and was last seen leaving the restaurant on foot through the parking lot. Police released photos of the woman taken from a surveillance camera Sunday afternoon, and it must have been something in the way she spoke or whatever, because, you know, just looking at this picture, there's no way to determine that this is a white female age 20 to 25. I mean, I just can't see it. They have the picture posted on InForum. If you have any information about this robbery, the Grand Forks Police Department describes her as a woman, approximately 25 years old, with a thinner build. She was wearing black sweatpants, a white hooded sweatshirt, and a type of black face mask, carrying a black backpack. And she was carrying a larger black, it looks like a revolver to me from what I can see in this picture, colored pistol. If you have any information about this robbery, contact the police at 701-787-8000. That's 701-787-8000. If you have any information about this Grand Forks holdup, this robbery here at the Hardee's, 1750 South Columbia Road. If you know anything about that, please pick up the phone, call the police, 701-787-8000. A couple of stories I want to get into. I'm going to ask Blanketa and Alan Ratner, always in the next segment. I want to ask them, one, about the Clinton emails. Two, we know Alan Ratner is over there in the South Sudan. How many of you folks know that some troops from Chad and Niger are going to go to Nigeria to battle Boko Haram? So I thought that was a good thing. And when you talk about ISIS and these Islamic militant terrorist guys and the fact, you know, I mean, there's so many facets. But these folks are estimated to have killed in just a couple of years anywhere between 12,000 and well over 30,000 people. Think about that. And we're just hearing about it now, you know. And I brought this up on air a couple of weeks ago. The whole world stood still. While those, I think it was half a dozen, maybe a dozen folks in France, you know, were brutally, I mean, it is a tragedy. It's a horrible thing what happened over there in France. Horrible thing. But around the same time, 2,000 people were systematically eradicated over there in Africa. And we don't hear anything about it. I don't know. I think it's a good move with these troops going over there. I think they're going to need a lot of help, but I think that's a good move. So I want to talk about that. Ellen Radner is over there in the South Sudan, so thought it'd be a good talk about, especially with her. Now, here in Fargo, Moorhead area, 33, beautiful, beautiful degrees. You know what the high is that we are looking for today? 55 degrees. How beautiful is that? almost makes me want to dig out the skateboard and hit the skate park, but it's probably a small pool now. So anyway, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, you're 27 degrees right now. You're looking for a high of 55 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One thing I want to talk about on the other side of Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, don't know if you saw this, Rob Port, I mean, like the couple of hours after, may not have even been that long, after I had him on the show, he posted this blog posting about the North Dakota Highway Patrol. They're setting arrest goals, not quotas. Now, most states have, you know, laws against quotas. North Dakota does not. But I'm going to read to you this story, and I want you to be the judge of whether or not we have goals or quotas. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, right after this break.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back. I got a request for the Common Sense Club out there. So this weekend, my son stumped me with a Rubik's Cube. Now, the Rubik's Cube is from my generation, but I was stumped, man. So if anyone out there has tips on how to solve a Rubik's Cube and beat an 11-year-old kid doing it, I would love your feedback. Help me out, man. Anyway. Ellen Radner, Blankita Cullum, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Blankita, I saw that you were having fun over this weekend. So I think I'm going to start with you. What's with all the elbow rubbing and hobnobbing out there in New York City? What's going on there?
Oh, I have a very wonderful couple of friends, and Ellen is good friends with them, too. Lionel, as you know, great talk show host, and his wonderful wife, Lynn Shaw. And Lionel was doing stand-up at the Cutting Room, which was a great venue in New York City. And it was just a blast. I didn't realize that he was a great musician. And thanks to Ellen, I was able to hang out at her place in New York, and it was just so much fun.
Isn't it great to have friends like that? And Ellen, I got a bone to pick with you.
Go for
Ellen?
It.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm on your Facebook page, and you haven't updated in some time. How am I supposed to follow Ellen Radner?
Well, you're right. I haven't updated it in a long time. I've been so crazy busy. I haven't tweeted. I haven't done anything. All I have to do is get up in the morning and work. So you're right. I need to update my Facebook page. I will do so.
Don't you? You have people for that. You're Ellen Radner. So you talk to your people. No, I'm just kidding, Ellen. I know you're dealing with a lot.
Let me just tell you that Ellen may have people for that, but she's hands-on on all the stuff that she does. And, I mean, that's one of the great things that I really like about Ellen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a little chiding. I understand. I totally get it. I do want to ask your opinion. I saw that some troops from Chad and Niger are going to go over there and battle Boko Haram. Have you heard any chatter? Is there anything in the area that you are in? Have you heard anything about this? And whether it's a good thing, bad thing, these troops coming in, is it going to help matters or inflame a situation?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I think that question is very much up for grabs. What do you think, Blankita?
Well, I don't know yet. I mean, it's a little bit too early to tell.
Yeah, I just thought maybe you may have heard something that we haven't heard. I don't know what to make of it, whether or not it's going to be a good thing or bad thing, but we'll get more information and we'll definitely talk about it. I also want to talk a little bit about the U.S. envoy to Seoul that was stabbed. I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah,
U.S. ambassador. So do you think, of course, you know, the folks over there in North Korea are you know, touting it as a good thing, but do you think that we should beef up security? What do you think is going on? I thought that we were pretty secure when we're over there and we got, like, don't they have, like, Secret Service and that sort of thing over there? How could something like this happen?
Go ahead, Ellen.
Go on, Blankita. No, Blankita, go on.
Well, you know, I was there a couple of times, and you have some people who believe that the South and the North should be joined together. When you talk about communications around, from whether they're celebrating it or not, frankly, they're still operating on shortwave radios that are bought in the black market, in North Korea. The defectors really listen to American Broadcasting and BBC when they defect and get out of there. But, you know, you've got bad people, and it is fairly open, so I can't imagine that you have the ambassador that's in a situation where he's got bodyguards that are watching him in the past with such scrutiny. I would suggest that would change. That's very sad, because I like South Korea.
I do, too, and I think this gives it
I also have to say that in many countries, our ambassador may have some security around them, but they walk pretty freely. Now, maybe that can't happen anymore.
I've been to
that embassy. I met with the, not him, but I met with the other ambassador. It's kind of a beautiful embassy. It's really a shame if that's the case, because
South Korea is, you know, very impressive. It's a shame that now that's going to change.
Yeah, and I'll read a little bit. This attack happened Thursday on Mark Lippert, and it prompted the rival North Korea, of course, to gloat about knife slashes of justice. Apparently, he was standing there in some activists screaming demands for Korean reunification, you know, just had a knife and started slashing at him. Thankfully he's okay. He's in a lot of pain, obviously, but it made me think, you know, I would think that something like that couldn't happen, especially to one of our guys, because our security is so great. But maybe this will prompt some security changes and some good will come out of this.
It's shocking, like Ellen said. You know, we've all been there, and it's pretty surprising because South Korea, they've been our great ally, and they probably still are a great ally. But, you know, you've got actions by individuals. We don't know whether they were individuals that were motivated by North Korea. You can't give North Korea the credit for this. We have no clue where it's coming from, really. I hope we can determine it, but I hate the idea that we will see this happen.
Last topic, Hillary Clinton email controversy. You think enough Americans even care about something like this to make it a factor, Ellen? Or is, you know, do you think that this is actually
I think she'll be asked about this in the debate. But, you know, the fact is that if she sent emails to members of the government, it's all logged anyway.
There are some estimates that go as high as $7 million into this server, and which has me scratching my head because a couple of months ago, Hillary said, you know, we're basically broke. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well,
who paid for that server?
Cover-up's going to be worse than the crime. And Ellen says it'll be at the debates. Ellen, I'll make you a bet right here with our dear friend Leanne. She didn't get to the debates.
Okay. So who would be the front runner then?
Well, I don't know. They're grooming Martin O'Malley. Ellen's the expert on that stuff. Who do you think, Ellen?
Well, he's running pretty hard, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've seen some scuttlebutt. I've seen an uptick in his name recognition, as a matter of fact. So I agree with you there. Any suggestions to me on how to beat my 11-year-old kid solving the Rubik's Cube from any one of you, from Ellen or from
Blake? I can never do the Rubik's Cube, so I can't do it. Never was able to do it, so there you have it.
I saw him.
I
saw him solving that thing, and I just felt really dumb. Anyway, thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, as always, it's been a pleasure. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal, but hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back. Man, so I'm scrolling through some news here. One thing that is just blows my mind, and it kind of segues into my next topic. Have you seen the pictures from that disposal site that exploded near Alexander, oil waste disposal site? Apparently there was an explosion and a fire at that oil and gas waste disposal site north of Alexander. It burned all the way through to the early hours Saturday. It's on the Dickinson Press. That is nuts, man. And it leads me into my next topic that I wanted to touch on. So And on the weekend, you gotta understand, I'm one of these guys that I have to have some type of news feed going, you know, 24 hours a day. I can't function without it. I might have to talk to people or something. No, I'm kidding. But I'm monitoring Rob Port's Twitter feed, and I see something. This interesting story: should we start using the term Obama trains? You know, after and the post goes on to say, after another oil train derailed this week, this time near somewhere in Illinois, producing another explosion, a smoke cloud is being plastered all over the media. This is the third such derailment in 3 weeks. Now, whenever something like this happens, the left-wing activists, they like to throw out those term bomb trains and North Dakota bomb trains. And when are we going to do something? I mean, I know one activist. His whole picture is like a big picture of a bomb going off, and the caption is North Dakota bomb trains, and I'm like, wow. So can we turn the vernacular around? Can we turn the term around? Think about that. We want a pipeline. That would mean less, quote-unquote, bomb trains going down the track. Who's holding that up? President Obama. Who is benefiting from all these trains going to and fro, carrying Bakken crude? His homie, you know, Warren Buffett. So can we start putting the blame back where it belongs? Either give us a pipeline or you own it. Own your trains that are derailing and blowing up and all that stuff. It's not the crude, man. It is the train tracks, in my humble opinion. Own it, Barry. Own it. Own it. So that's going to be my new term. Whenever I see something like this, it's going to be Obama trains. I'm not going to do any more of this whole North Dakota bomb trains and all of that. These are the Obama trains. That's what you want. That's what you got. So own it, Barry. That's my 2 cent worth on that. Something else that I saw that just and to me, you know, I think of something like this, and I want you to picture this in your head. Your boss coming to you and, well, having a group meeting or sending out a memorandum or something, and he tells you, now, what I want from you guys is at least this many of this thing. And it doesn't matter. Let's just use widgets. You know, I want X amount of widgets this month. I want Y amount of, doodads this month. And if you don't bring to me those widgets and doodads, then, you know, we're going to have a sit down. We're going to have a talk and discuss your performance. Now, if your boss told you that, would you think that those were quotas or goals? Now, the reason I'm posing this question is, again, we had Rob Porter on the Common Sense Club, you know, last week, and it must have been less than an hour after he was off this show. He posts about the North Dakota Highway Patrol saying that they're setting arrest goals, not quotas. Now, think about this. Many states ban quotas by law enforcement. And I think that's a good thing, because then you're not, like, pulling over folks, you know, just to fill your quota, and, you know, impeding on their civil liberties just to fill a quota. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine early this morning about this. How do you measure, you know, law enforcement's effectiveness? How do you do that? I don't think it's by quotas or goals, you know, quote unquote quotas or goals or anything. I think response time is a much better metric to measure law enforcement, you know, proactivity, I'll say, or how effective they are. I don't think that how many tickets you can write or anything. I mean, I think the less folks you have out there intentionally breaking the law, I think that's a good thing. I think if you see a downtick in ticketing, I don't necessarily equate that with, you know, lax law enforcement doing their job. I just don't think those two go together. They're not simpatico anyway. But most states say quotas by law enforcement are illegal. They ban them. We don't do that here. So, but I'm looking here, and on Rob Port's blog it says he asked the question: are quotas being used here in North Dakota? We have no statutes prohibiting their use, but a recent memo sent out by Captain Brian Nywin, and we've had him on the show many, many times, and the guy, he's a brilliant guy, great guy. But Captain Nywin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, he commands the southeast region of the state. He sets arrest and citation goals for his troopers. Now, I'm reading through the goals, and I'm sorry, man, but seems like you're parked into a tomato-tomato type situation going on. Because it says right here, you know, 2015 goal numbers for traffic troopers. You got DUI in Fargo. You have a set amount. Other multi-person posts in the southeast region, you have a certain amount. One person post in the southeast region, you have a certain amount. ROW violations, Fargo, you have a – I mean, to me, these look like – they look like quotas, man. And then Rob, I guess he reached out to Lieutenant Tom Iverson, and Iverson is the spokesperson for the Highway Patrol, and asked him about the memo. And apparently Iverson said they do not utilize a quota system. But – what is the difference, in my humble opinion, if you set a goal of, say, I don't know, 72 ROW violations, if you set a goal of 72 citations and warnings, or if you say that's a quota, what's the difference, man? And if you don't hit those quote unquote goals, what actions are taken? Are you pulled in? And from what I can understand, when you are assessed, all of this comes into play. So, you didn't, you only got, I don't know, 60 citations, and the goal we set was 72. So what can we do to make, to bring you up to 72? To me, that sounds like a quota. Maybe I'm parsing words here, but I wanted to get your take on that. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's a quota? And if so, what should be done about it? Are quotas a good thing in law enforcement? I suspect you already know my opinion on that. Not to beat up on law enforcement, I think they do a great job. But I also believe that if you have a quota, you're casting a wide net, especially when it's getting a crunch time. Oh, and evaluations are coming up. I only have 50 citations, I got to really get out there and crack down. It's the citizenry, man. We're not to be cracked down upon. We're not to, harass and harangue until someone fills their quota. We're going to be left, pretty much alone unless we're doing something that hurts other people, other citizens. And then that's when you want the police to come in and do their jobs, To me, police response time is a much better metric to use than quote-unquote goals. 855-217-76, extension 2, it's live on air, into the conversation. So I want your feedback on that, definitely. And if not on my show, call into What's On Your Mind with Scott and Todd and discuss that further. But to me, I don't know. That's parsing the words right there. That's tomato-tomato type of thinking right there. Think about it. Think about it. It's nuts, man. I also have something else that I was that caught my attention on Say Anything blog, and you don't really get. I mean, and when I'm looking for news, I'm on Inforum, I'm on Dickinson Press, I'm on Bismarck Trib, I mean everywhere. But so I'm looking again, I'll Say Anything blog once again, and another story grabbed my attention. Kylie Overson is the new chair for the North Dakota Democrats. Now, we know that Chairman Bob Ballew, he stepped down, a 25-year-old, first-term state representative, Kylie Overson, is now the new Democratic chair. Now, I want to ask you something, and I had this conversation earlier this morning also. I want to ask you something. Do you see... And this is just me. Do you see the value in experience and age? I do. I see value there. I also see, especially nowadays, this tendency to pander to the PC. And I think they got that in spades with Kylie. Taking nothing away from her, she's probably a pretty bright person. But the head of the Democrat Party, I don't know. Maybe you have a different take. Tell me what's on your mind right after this break.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. the feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies, they get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And the funny just don't stop. Common Sense Club, your host, Leon Francis, 855-200-1776. Extension 1, leave a message. Extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Now, before we went on break, I was talking about Representative Kylie Overson. She's the new chair for the North Dakota Democrats. And I asked the question, you know, whether or not this is a good move by the Democrats. From what I saw, and I'm just going to be blunt about this, and I wouldn't care if it was some pimply-faced male in the exact same position. I tend to think that we should value, we should always value experience over whatever the PC issue du jour would be, you know, I value that. And there's something to be said about new blood. I happily supported Justin Vega for county commissioner. A young kid, bright, you know, and we disagree on a couple of issues, but the kid is, he's brilliant. But to head the state party, I don't know. I don't even know if I can endorse, you know, my buddy Justin, and he is a good friend of mine, and he's bright. I don't know if I can endorse him for that. Hey, you know, I want to be the Republican chairman for the GOP here in North Dakota. I'd be like, hey, Justin, you know, get a little more experience under your belt, you're a bright kid and all that stuff, but you know, so it's an age thing with me. I know some Doogie Howsers, but it's that experience. And I understand new blood. But again, man, experience. that's my sticking point there. That and the fact that I saw this coming, and not only me, but a couple of other folks, saw this coming. We saw the padding of the resume, the fluff bills that they were attributing to her name, and that. We saw this coming a mile away. But there you go. That's politics right there. Something else I saw that just tickled my funny bone. The North will rise again. Anyway, when we talk about secession, you know, most folks go, you know, that's nuts. You know, nobody's going to succeed. You can't do that. Not nowadays. This, that, and the other thing. Well, I'm reading a news story here that says Mark Dayton, Governor Mark Dayton's son, Eric, told CNN that he thinks Minnesota should separate from the Midwest and become its own region in the North. Think about that. He said that's because there's a distinct cultural difference between a few of the Midwest states. And I tend to agree. You know, folks up here have a different mindset. You know, we're kind of in flyover country. We're hearth and home and God and country and that sort of thing. And on the West and the East Coast, you don't get a whole lot of that. So I can understand the mindset. But he actually said on CNN he thinks that Minnesota should. I don't know how serious he is about it, but the fact that this is a story and it's on CNN and I'm looking at on WDAY a news right now and I'm looking at that local apparently WDAY went out and they talked to a couple of people, just stuck a mic in their face on the street. And most of those folks agreed. And I think that they're, it's more of a cultural thing, not so much a political, you know, like Texas, we're seceding from the Union because the Union is, you know, stepping all over our civil liberties and our rights and that sort of thing. It's not so much that. And I'm going to read one of the, gal, Isabel from St. Paul said, it's just kind of the attitude, I guess, of the cities and the cultures. Like, we're very centered on craft beers, which I agree with. And it's a huge thing here in Minnesota. It's also, it's just kind of the culture, especially in the cities where I'm from. There's a lot of different culture than there are in the southern states. And Mark Dayton's son, Eric, suggests that with Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and even South Dakota could be clumped into what should be known as the Northern Region. How do you feel about that? Hit me up on my social media and let me know. How do you feel about that? We just become our own little economic region. I would submit, though, Minnesota, not so hot on your politics. So I wouldn't really want to marry, you know, North Dakota with Minnesota. Even though that I see North Dakota trending left rapidly, and a lot of folks out there don't see that, but I do. I see. I mean, some folks that I speak to say, you know, Fargo should just kind of annex itself and become a part of Minnesota. But I don't think that we should go that far. I think there are still a lot of conservative folks here in the Fargo area. I just think we need to be a little more vocal. That's all I'm saying. Stay tuned for What's On Your Mind coming up right after this break. Talk to Scott and Todd. Talk about Kylie Overson. Talk about the Highway Patrol that says, you know, they're setting arrest goals, quote unquote, not quotas. What are these quota things? What are you talking about? Talk about that. What's On Your Mind, Scott and Todd, right after this break.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dried guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dried guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.